I'm biting the hand that fed me, and that I should be grateful for the opportunity Girls Next Door and Playboy afforded me. And while I am grateful, it's also clear to me that most people fail to realize that there are two sides to every coin, and that even the most fantastic fairy tale has a dark underbelly. Being attached to Playboy can make people not want to have anything to do with you, even in quirky, crazy Hollywood. There were many times the hateful backlash made me wish I stayed the broke, awkward, 21-year-old waitress I'd been before Hef came into my life. When I finally did find the strength to leave the mansion, I began receiving lucrative offers to reveal my version of events, but I never pursued them. I wasn't interested in writing a sensational tell-all for the sole purpose of exposing someone else's strange habits and dirty secrets. Don't worry, you'll find those things here, but in the context of something bigger. I wanted to have my own story to tell, too. To this day, it astounds me the number of misconceptions that abound about my life and my experiences while at the mansion. Usually, the version of the story most flattering to Hef is the one that prevails. I've seen both sugar-coated and sensationalized accounts of life at the mansion, but nothing I've ever read remotely resembles what I actually experienced. I always thought it would be classy to not kiss and tell, but after a while, you just get sick of